So I'm here with two very special guests.
Guests!
Yeah! I'm with Marco and Michael.
Marco and Marco.
Marco,
I guess. We should, you know what? We should open a law firm.
Marco and Marco.
Marco and Marco.
Okay, wait. But who's Marco from Italian Pod and who's Marco?
I am Marco from Italian Pod.
El Italiano.
Yeah, okay. Just if you didn't notice the accent.
Yeah.
Yes, many people think that I'm Marco from English Pod, but actually I am Marco from Italian Pod.
Impossible. No one can confuse you with me, Marco. Please. Confuse, but don't insult.
Hey, guys, stop it. You know, Chinese New Year just came through, and most of the team, they just went out on vacation. So yeah. They left me alone here in the
and,
office.
And they still haven't come back. Chinese New Year was back a week ago.
But somebody has to work, and that's me.
I'm not really sure that they are coming back, you know?
I hope so.
Lily's gone, JP is gone.
Esti just came back.
Esti just came back, but she left again.
She had to go to a barbecue or something. Anyway,
why are we here? Why did you invite us here?
Yeah.
Because, first of all, we have the Nota Curiosa de la Semana.
Nota Curiosa.
How do you say that in English, Marco?
Curious Note of the Week.
I was talking to the other Marco.
Curious Note of the Week.
Thanks for asking.
Anywho, so what do we have this week? Did you read about this? It's a very well-known singer in Mexico.
What's his name?
His name is Julio Preciado.
Julio Preciado.
So he sings this kind of northern banda songs, you know.
Can you give us a sample?
La cucaracha. No.
No.
Anyways.
So he's famous?
Yeah, he's very famous. So I might publish something on the comment section about him. So
that'd be much appreciated. Is it the Mexican Pavarotti?
Not really. He's more like a very rural kind of singer, you know?
He's a... Okay. Kind of like a popular singer.
Folk singer.
Folk.
What's happening is that there's a very well-known international event that goes on in the Caribbean countries every year. It's about baseball. So the winner of each country, Mexico, Venezuela, Dominican Republic, and Puerto Rico, they get together in one of the countries and they do this great tournament.
Okay.
And it's amazing because, there's people from all these countries together.
Right.
It's
and
a big
you know
thing.
How people like to party in Venezuela, Puerto Rico, Dominican.
Yeah.
So it's a great party. And this year is happening in Mexico, in Mexicali.
Wow.
That's, that's on the border with California. Mexicali. It's not Mexicali. Mexicali. Because it's written with an X. Mexicali.
Okay.
Anywho. Anyway, this guy was supposed to sing the national anthem.
Wait a moment. Can I interrupt you one second? Can you just give me like 5 seconds of a Mexican hymn?
Yeah. What does it go like?
Mexicanos al grito de guerra. El hacer
bravo. Bravo. Que Julio Preciado.
Qué emozione.
Pero
emoción.
Que voz tan bella.
Bellissimo.
And so he was supposed to sing the anthem.
Yeah. So he started singing. But the thing is, he was drunk.
Because of the parties.
ESPN, Fox Sports, everybody was watching. And this guy decides to sing in front of a stadium full of more than 10,000 people. And he's drunk. And I'll show you the video, seriously.
Nice.
Everybody started like, boo, boo, you know.
Oh.
So people is so angry at him.
And so he apologized though, right?
Right. What did he say?
He's like, I'm sorry.
The following morning.
With a headache.
With a hangover. He's like,
sorry, guys.
Oh, man.
Was that me?
So you can imagine what's the intensity of the party going on at this event.
Nice. We should go next year.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Next year is in Puerto Rico.
Nice.
Nice.
Listen, reggaeton. Dale más gasolina.
Yeah.
Let's skip this part.
Right.
Let's skip to the part that you
So what did he say when he apologized?
He's like, I'm sorry, I rehearsed, but unfortunately I had an error.
Seriously, that's just Unbelievable.
And I was reading the comments about the people. Mexicans were really outraged. They were really upset.
Of course, man. Imagine there's like, I don't know, Michael Jackson that comes out. And...
But it happens in the States all the time. You know, like before baseball games or something, someone
sing drunk.
Like no, but they forget it. They forget the like Star Spangled Banner or.
But no, seriously, okay. I'm gonna show you the video. It's ridiculous. Imagine like in Canada, Celine Dion. It's just my heart will go.
yeah, I want to see the video now.
All right.
Quindi un grande saluto a Julio Preciado.
Sì, saludos.
Un grande saluto. We also can we say that somehow we understand though, because
yeah, you know,
as you said there was a big party there, right?
Yeah. So
now about the lessons. What is coming next week? It's we have very interesting lessons. For example, Pedro Almodóvar. Do you guys know Pedro
Almodóvar? We were talking about him today.
Yes, really? You called it Almodóvar.
Yeah, I called it Almodóvar.
Now you want to sound those slick, but he was like, what? Both of all the movies from Almodóvar. And I was like, who? We were just talking about with the wrong name.
With the wrong name.
You guys.
Okay.
Are lame.
Thank you for embarrassing me in front of all of our.
I remember that
Spanish
I had this
listeners.
Movie. I saw this movie like back when I was younger in Legami.
Oh.
Legami.
Ligame.
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 Yeah. In Italian it was Ligame.
So, no, I haven't seen it.
I was a bit shocked.
most of these films,
do you recommend it?
Most of his films are like very shocking. Eh?
Yeah. A little bit disturbing.
Controversial. And, yeah. Well, we did a whole lesson about him and we described a little bit of his work. It's very interesting.
Nice.
So that's the advanced lesson.
Advanced.
Culturally rich.
I can't tell you what's in it if you don't understand it, Marco.
Oh, yeah, because my Spanish isn't that good.
I know. You sold your soul to English, Paul.
Anyways,
then what?
We have also Get in Line.
Get in line.
Get in line.
Yeah, it's like, you know, when you have to buy a ticket or something, you have to get in line.
Wait, how do you say that in Spanish?
Listen to the lesson, you lazy.
You don't want to give everything out here.
Just say line. Don't say
Linea.
Get in. Get in.
Cola.
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 It sounds, it could be double meaning.
Yeah. You know, we don't.
Listen to the lesson. You're going to find out all about it. All right? So, yeah, because Mexico is a little bit like China here, you know? Like, people just jump in the line, like cut off the line and...
I
you
understand.
Want to say, hey, get on the line, you. Mm. You know?
Yeah.
We also have...
Do you also teach how to say, no, I'm just... that's my friend over there.
No, I'm just seeing how much it costs.
You can go to the comment section and ask about it.
Oh, okay.
Jeez.
All right? So what about... whose is this? We're also going to learn how to say this.
What's the object that's got lost?
So the situation here is about a couple who the girl is in the guy's place and she finds something she shouldn't have found.
Ooh, spicy.
That's my catchphrase.
Nice.
You just got my catchphrase.
Oh,
you
come on.
I mean, this is a master thief. He steals my name. He's incredible.
So who was the first to got in the company?
Me.
So then he comes and he wants to be Marco One.
He comes in and he steals my name. He steals my catchphrase.
You're the beta version. See, I'm the new and improved Marco.
You know that my girlfriend told me that yesterday Marco called her and asked her out.
No, he wants to steal your girlfriend.
I know.
It's called identity theft.
Oh anyway, let's go on with the lesson before I lose my temper.
He started to do. He tried to do pizza the other day. So we also learned about bowling. Yeah, there's a lesson called bowling coming
nice.
up. You're gonna learn all this strike, spare, all this kind of language.
Okay.
And finally
il strike
but not least
il spare
il spare. No,
we have a little bit more than that.
Los perros.
Oh, by the way, Marco lost in Wii bowling the other day.
I
killed him.
No, it's not even
fourth
Maza.
Place.
It's not even. I was not fourth. I was
terrible at bowling. Wii bowling.
Forget.
Anyways,
and
so the newbie lesson is it's garbage.
It's garbage.
Yeah.
We should just keep it.
Just so don't listen to it.
It's garbage.
It's garbage.
Don't listen to it. No. You learned how to say this in Spanish.
All right.
You learned to say all this.
I learned how to say this newbie lesson is garbage.
No. Marco. It's the last time.
No, I know. Jeez.
Just
Italian.
JP's not here. Anyway. So that's the 5 lessons of the week.
Hey,
yay! Listen to them. The newbie lesson is for free to everybody. If you want to listen to the other lessons, just come to SpanishPod and sign up for a 7 days free trial. Completely free trial. No credit card or anything, because people get afraid of it.
Actually, yeah. This week, Marco will pay you. Marco from EnglishPod will give you $5 if you subscribe to SpanishPod. Thank you, Marco. Thank you.
We are giving out subscriptions. For each Spanish pod subscription, we will give out an Italian pod subscription.
And I'll throw in a hug. A virtual hug.
On Facebook.
I'll come to your house and personally hug you, each one of you that subscribe to Spanish Pod, in the next week.
So sign up now. Limited time offer.
I'll pay the airplane ticket for you to go and hug him.
All right.
On St. Valentine's Day.
I will.
Oh, so
I'm there.
Valentine's Day is coming up soon.
We're going to talk about it next week.
All right.
Something else before we go? Please, guys, come on. Just one. Because a lot of people doesn't know this, especially if you haven't signed up, you are not getting the high quality files.
Oh my God.
What does this mean?
That are
CD
low
quality files that you can listen to them in your iPod, iPhone, or iTouch.
iTouch.
It's not like iTouch. It's like iPod Touch.
He touches. iTouch. Leo touches.
We know. We've complained already
so
to HR.
If you listen to these files in iPod, you can read the dialogue at the same time in the screen of the iPod. It's the magic of
these
files.
It's multitasking.
It's multitasking.
Yeah. So, it's, you know, there's some visual people like me. Like, if I just listen to it, I cannot really picture the word in my
head. There's many things you cannot do, Leo.
Anyway, with this, it's very, very easy.
No, I'm like you. I cannot even, walk and talk at the phone. I have to stop.
Really?
Yeah. So, maybe we should say bye.
Should we? Right. Or we can just keep the conversation going.
Oh, okay. No, but...
Yeah, I'm pretty comfortable here.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you have anywhere to
mesero,
go?
Mesero, otro café, por favor.
What did you say?
Do you have anywhere to go? Do you have something to do?
I'm pretty comfortable.
All right.
Just because I touch you want to live?
In a friend.
Just because Leo touches?
You know that I wanted to have an eye touch before, but maybe I don't want to have an eye touch anymore. In this new perspective, it's like eye touch.
Anyway, that's it for today, folks. Come and subscribe for the 7 days free trial. And if you have any questions, you know where to go, comment sections. And we're going to help you there. And that's it.
All right.
See you next time. Thank you, Marco Uno, Marco Dos, Marco Tres.
My pleasure.
Bye. Ciao.
Ciao.